Blog Talk Radio.
Weather. Is New York like the place I used to live? Is bipolar weather, but it's sun shining and everything daisies over in Kansas City. So here's what I'm going to tell you. I've got certain things to report to you, and why not start off the show by doing this show some justice, okay? Smackdown Live, a show that's only 2 hours long, yo, and it produces some pretty interesting shows with the roster that it is equipped with, because you've got Shane McMahon as the commissioner, Daniel Bryan as the general manager. Not only do you have several pieces already in place, but last night's show, amazing. They actually just put a simple show and made it good together, right? I mean, they put simple and basic, those two words, and they made it a decent show. Randy Orton versus Jinder Mahal. Jinder Mahal gets the victory. And SmackDown Live, by far, folks, not just because of that match, but because of the elements concerning this Sunday's Fastlane, when you've got John Cena involved in the match with AJ Styles, Dolph Ziggler, Baron Corbin, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn. Last night was beautiful. The match, the main event, look at the company without, you know, certain elements. It runs just fine because in Green Bay, yes, it was snowing there too. Obviously, snow tends to follow me wherever I go, no matter where I go. I wasn't there, but anyways, last night's show was pretty cool. Carmella, hadn't seen her in a hot minute, but Becky Lynch ends up defeating Carmella, who dominated the match most of the way. Becky ends up getting to disarm her and basically submits Carmella. Carmella tapped. End of story. Oh, and Ruby Riott and Charlotte Flair, this Sunday, you know, the interview between Charlotte Flair and Ruby Riott. It'll be interesting to see if the championship goes directly to the Riott squad. I don't know if that will happen. I don't know who books this shit. But like I said, I'm just waiting to see what will happen on Sunday, okay? The biggest shock value of that night, I know a lot of fans are going to complain when I say this, but as soon as Sami Zayn hits Kevin Owens in the corner with a haluva kick, that was brilliant. I didn't even see that coming. I mean, this show, by leaps and bounds, has improved from what it used to be. So even without Jimmy Jacobs at the helm of writing, although it was pretty nice having him there, it's so cool to know that I can turn on SmackDown Live and all my, for the moment, my sorrow went out the window because of watching last night SmackDown Live. So thank you guys for that. Let's see here. Tag team championships. Those will be on the line this Sunday at Fastlane. And whoever wins will headline WrestleMania. Lord only knows. The Usos or New Day. You know, they're two great, brilliant tag teams. Very young, very up and coming. I wouldn't say up and coming because, well, both teams were in the ring again. And I'm going to tell you this. Hell in a Cell proved to me that New Day was to be taken somewhat seriously because, to be honest with you, still don't like New Day because of the simple fact, you know, they are entertainers. They do put butts in the seats, but I would rather prefer the Usos over the New Day any day of the week. Love the fact that people are nice and cordial and stuff, but I'm just saying, this is off the rails uncensored. I'm just being honest with you. They're not my favorites there. You know, I don't hate them. I just don't take them seriously because they be doing so much gimmicky shit that how are we supposed to take New Day seriously? Now, it is funny when they throw pancakes in the crowd and stuff, but this Sunday at Fastlane, I'm hoping the Usos still retain their tag team championships. Just saying. But SmackDown Live, cool, man, it's a cool feature of the Mixed Match Challenge to be a part of SmackDown Live as well as 205 Live. So, man, the next best kept secret, I guess, was Murphy. That remains to be seen. He's got a long way to go. Anyways, SmackDown Live overall, the main thing I want to focus on, not so much the United States title picture between Bobby Roode and Randy Orton. It's going to look awesome, I guess. I don't know. Nowhere for Bobby Roode to run, right? Kind of confused about that. Isn't that the signs of a coward or the signs of a heel? He doesn't want any part of Randy Orton, just catch him off guard. That's the sign of Bobby Roode being an amazing worker. No matter what you put him as, the man is over regardless. I mean, listen to the crowd. Also, Rusev. My God, man. That man went from being barefoot and getting his ankle hurt to having people chant Rusev Day, having Aiden English, you know, go from a remedial role from being a vaudevillain to be, you know, the setup man for Rusev. So, as I took my pause to sip a drink of water, man, I'm surprised the water didn't freeze when I got it from the fridge. Anyways, so, last night's edition of SmackDown Live, you saw prelude as to what will happen this Sunday at Fastlane. When the title will be on the line, AJ Styles, the SmackDown Live World Heavyweight Champion, the only champion representing WWE aside from The Miz, Alexa Bliss, and Charlotte Flair. So, yeah, that was a personal shot at Lesnar. Yes, he'll be at Monday Night Raw next week, so I guess we can look forward to seeing him. This will be his second appearance on WWE program, maybe third. AJ Styles proves why he is a decent worker. Do you know why? Because it's business as usual. It's just another day at the office for the SmackDown Live champion. Sure, he didn't win the match, the Fatal 5-Way. But, I mean, there was so much action and so much wrestling. I mean, there's always been a lot of wrestling on SmackDown Live. There's very few moments where you sit and watch and see a promo being unfolded upon us because, or being unloaded upon us because why? The powers that be think that we want to sit and listen to a 20-minute promo just to explain to the fans who have the IQ of 12, some of you, not all of you, to explain to the fans what's going on. SmackDown Live works a lot differently, folks. It's a snippet of what you see in Ring of Honor and CZW and Evolve and Wrestling Revolver and various other wrestling tidbits, okay? In the world of professional wrestling, you know what I see? I see a show that finally, you know, puts people who watch Monday Night Raw on notice. And it makes them say, damn, I should start watching this shit. This is some good quality wrestling. And, oh, that's fake shit. Yeah, well, you have your doubters. You're always going to have those. So more mad props to you, man, for keeping up with pro wrestling for that long. That's awesome. I just got a message from Skyler. And you are from... Mobile, Alabama. That's cool. You know, it's very seldom that the WWE goes there, man. I don't know. They might go there for or NXT Live. Well, speaking of shows, you know, SmackDown Live's main event proves why SmackDown Live is the much better brand than Monday Night Raw. You want a brand that actually has their champion show up day in or night in and night out, doesn't complain. And my favorite part, the whole segment with Dolph Ziggler and AJ, it felt organic. It felt fucking real. Oh, and as the title says, I'll get to that later, man. It's business as usual for SmackDown Live. And, yeah, Ring of Honor coming to Manhattan. Oh, hell yes. It means I have at least something. Well, I always have something to do in when it involves professional wrestling, but I'll get to that later. We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification right here on Off the Rails. Uncensored.
Bullet Club 4444.
It's just too sweet to see Sami Zayn, the dark horse in this entire equation. Hell, I'd be okay with Sami Zayn versus Shinsuke Nakamura, although we know Nakamura would probably be much better off facing AJ Styles. So is it a possibility that Cena will not break 16 title reign that was held by the Nature Boy Ric Flair? I guarantee you, I'm not going to fret because there's always 3 podcasts for me to vent about that if that does occur. Now, granted, people are frantically frolicking, you know, about, oh my God, John Cena is going to be a part of this match. He's going to, you guys, there's 6 people in this match, and the way they should have done it, they should have made it either a cage match or a falls count anywhere, because we all want entertainment, right? So SmackDown Live's pay-per-view this Sunday, which you can all catch on the network only exclusively to WWE's network. So if you don't have it, man, you need to go get it. You can go to WWE.com, go to the network tab, click on it, sign up with a valid username, which would be your email, your password, my friends. It can be anything you want, uppercase, lowercase, special characters, you know the deal. It's your first month free, so there's no denying, there's no excuses, and you can get a preloaded card for $29.97. You can get that card on the shop. You can pick the card up, the preloaded card of $29.97, which will get you 3 more months, so you would get, in addition to your peek at WrestleMania, your peek at NXT TakeOver, Smoky Mountain Wrestling, AWA, USWA, PWG, PCW, MCW, whatever you want, CZW, TNA, Progress Wrestling. The list goes on and on, folks. You can pick the preloaded card at the following places. Your local Dollar Generals, 7-Elevens, Walmarts, Best Buys, and GameStops. So therefore, there's 5 places where you can pick up your preloaded card. If you don't want to use the preloaded card method, you can always use your valid debit card, or you can use a credit card, whichever your choice is, man. I know some people really hate credit cards, so here's the deal. Speaking of networks, you can go to monsterfactory.org You can pick up your ticket to the April 20th or 21st camp, one day pass or both days. You can pay $150 now and then pay the rest of the fee later. So there's ways you can do this, okay? Do not make any excuses as to why you cannot attend camp. I, a broadcast journalist, will be in attendance to learn because Monster Factory is what? It's world famous. Go to monsterfactory.org for more information. You can contact Danny Cage. He will be glad to listen to you if you get to the fucking point. Now, if you'd like to download the Monster Factory Network, you can go to monsterfactory.org, click on the link where it says network. You pay about $8 a month. It's well worth it because guess what, folks? This is the same guy that trained Matt Riddle. This is also the same person that is familiar with Sheamus, Abyss, Michael Capetta, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah, I threw his name in there kind of in an awkward way. But a lot of knowledge, a lot of time to soak it up. I'm only going one day due to personal obligations. It's my mother's birthday on Sunday. But you get the gist. Go to this camp, man. It'll be well worth your while. All right. If you want to kick cancer square in the ass, you can do so by going to local websites, Susan G. Komen, Cure for Connor. There are plenty of websites where you can support your loved ones who have cancer. My father has prostate cancer, and let me tell you, still shocked about the news, but I've got a broadcast to do. And in support of him, please visit these websites, donate your time to the fund the research, do your best. Kick cancer square in the ass. Together we can. Yes, we all can do this. So, if you'd like to make your child's wish come true of meeting a WWE superstar, go to makeawish.com, the official sponsor of WWE WrestleMania. So, that does it for the advertisements. Got 42 minutes, folks. So I noticed that Ring of Honor is coming to my neck of the woods. They always do. Manhattan Mayhem, I mean, come on. They come up with catchy-ass names. Not only that, Travis Wick Gordon will be there, Dalton Castle. It's just going to be too sweet to see Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, Marty Scurll, and possibly Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi. And come on. I haven't seen any of these performers live except for Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks once upon a time. So now that he's seeing that final battle and, you know, I missed out on my opportunity to go see it 1 year, okay? But I would really hope and pray that I get to see some awesomeness from Ring of Honor. I have some friends that are attached to Ring of Honor that doesn't mean shit, but I would like to go see this event. And though I, yes, I realize I talk mostly about WWE, but you know what? I do sprinkle in a few things about Omega. I do sprinkle a few things in about Kota Ibushi and, well, Okada, Omega, Rhodes, who is the past and present of wrestling, if you think about it, because there was a nice little article about Cody online. I suggest you all read it. It talks about how Cody Rhodes reflects on being both the past and the present. His father, come on, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, who not only worked in WWE, but he was the man who basically gave fans a show, point blank, period. And now look at Cody. Some of you are comparing him to The Miz. Why? I don't know why you would do that. Miz is a good Intercontinental Champion. I'll give him that. And he is the champion that makes life relevant, or wrestling relevant, on Raw. So, I mean, look at what Cody's done. The man is finally being able to breathe. He's free to explore. Wrestling, that is. How in the world am I not going to take full advantage of going to Ring of Honor in Manhattan Mayhem, okay? I mean, come on. Ring of Honor puts on probably the show that'll make you go, holy shit, holy shit. No, it's not that stereotypical chant that most of the fans in the E chant. I chant holy shit when it's a certifiable holy shit moment. Does it make me better than anybody because I wait? No. What I'm saying to you is, Ring of Honor is coming to Manhattan, and if you haven't done so, you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com, because, I mean, look, the seats are going to sell out really, really fucking quick. And if you don't believe me, just take a look at NXT, Wrestling Revolver. Those show seats sell out really quick. The amount of talent, the amount of wrestling that you will actually see instead of people chatting about on the mic, unless it's applicable to the situation. Ring of Honor, okay, let's see, whom do I know, you're asking? Okay, I don't know him personally. I know of him. I speak to him on an occasion. I call him Uncle Bob, Brutal Bob Evans. I was the one who messaged Flip Gordon to be interviewed. If you haven't caught that episode yet, you can do so on Wrestle Radio Archives. That episode, you know, still up there. So, although I was pretty nervous as all hell interviewing him by myself. So, yes. Point is, Ring of Honor is coming to Manhattan. Fuck yeah. That's awesome. If it's at the Manhattan Center, let me just tell you, you better pray that there's some seats left in the balcony, because Ring of Honor is one of the mainstreams that WWE kind of just looks at and says, okay, let's see what we got. Let's see if we can get some fish out with our hooks. I'm not sure how that works, but if certain people watch Ring of Honor shows, a.k.a. Triple H, some WWE officials watch it just to see who's on the top of the totem pole, like once upon a time Kevin Steen, once upon a time Generico, a.k.a. Sami Zayn. Ring of Honor has had a lot of the names come through, and to finally, you know, have an opportunity to go see them, because I know I'm probably going to be calling out for that date anyways. But to have them come to Manhattan to bring the talent that they're going to bring, you never know what the fuck's going to happen. It's going to be an amazing, amazing show. So I'm excited. And I will go back to SmackDown Live discussing them just briefly before I hit off the rails and censored. So SmackDown Live had an action-packed night on Tuesday. I just listed the matches. I'm pretty sure that people are upset that I don't like the New Day, but here's my reasoning. And they're next on my roast list. Not really. They're next on my explanation list of why B-Train doesn't quite like them. Okay. I've got 6 minutes to kill, so if you have any questions, you can send them through wrestle_radio, B-Train 05000, or you can call in at 213-943-3422. Again, that's 213-943-3422. It is snowing out here in New York, and this podcast is probably just to pass the time. No. So that you guys have something to know about. 3 shows a week. One, I refer and preview Raw. 2, I review Raw, preview SmackDown. 3, the third show, I always review SmackDown Live and tell the world how it's a much better show than Monday Night Raw. And some of you will say, well, this show is much better quality than SmackDown. Again, you guys not understanding me. I like all wrestling because it's entertaining to me. And it gets my mind off the fact that, you know, the news I was given on Monday is the news that I didn't want to hear. But you know what? I'm trying to handle it the best way I can. And let me tell you, it's not been easy, folks. Never easy finding out someone you love has cancer. So luckily, they caught it at an early stage, during the early stages. So everyone's trying to comfort me through social media and, you know, over the phone. It's nice. So I want to say thank you for that. Anyways, back to wrestling, folks. SmackDown Live's main event last night. I mean, they were doing moves freely and they were loose in the ring. And it was without John Cena. So that prelude was much better, in my opinion, than Raw's prelude, because Raw's prelude with the gauntlet match, holy shit, if fans are not prepared for that much action, I mean, then I don't know what to tell you. One show does it way better than the other. Thank God Monday Night Raw is taking cues, like social cues, as to this is what happens when you give the crowd way too much action and not enough warning for it. I mean, we knew there was going to be a gauntlet match. We didn't know that it would take this fucking long. And I'm delving right into the past because, yes, it was a nice little prelude. There was no 20-minute promo, but damn, dude. An hour and 54 minutes is nothing compared to what New Japan is. I get it. Just telling you, SmackDown's prelude's way better than Monday Night Raw last night. And you know what? To have Dolph Ziggler and AJ Styles working the microphone last night, it was refreshing. When AJ Styles told Dolph Ziggler, so you mean just like I'm in the ring with a man who's been in this ring for almost 15 years and still hasn't reached his full potential? Someone had to, you know, someone had to say it. And SmackDown Live keeps it real, which is what I enjoy as a broadcast journalist, because it's very invigorating. It's very real. It's in your face. That is the kind of wrestling that I like. When there's enough words said on a microphone to pull in the fans, even the skeptics like me. Like, okay, you want to put on a show? Please don't fucking promo for 30 fucking minutes. And I'm very appreciative towards those two, because it's nice to have a break from what you're doing, okay? And it's nice to turn on the tube and watch USA Network and see what transpires. And what transpired last night, I am so flippin' frackin' proud of, is the fact that those five men put on a show for the fans. It made you question, what's going to happen this Sunday? Is Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens' friendship still going to be intact? Will Sami Zayn become the champion? Will Baron Corbin become the champion? Will John Cena make it a 17th time and remake history? I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. You got to ask around, man. Ask the dirt sheet people. I am not a dirt sheet podcast host. I am the guy that basically tells you from what I saw, from my opinion, and give you the cliff notes of what happened if you didn't see it or haven't seen it already on Hulu. So I'm just going to tell you, there comes a point in time when you feel better knowing that C Nation was quiet last night and not saying a word. And yes, I know attacking a fan base is pointless and fruitless, but you know what? It is kind of funny to poke fun at some of you who are trolling my page currently. Now you stopped. That's even more funny. So I got 26 seconds, folks, to to go in depth about yesterday and why I revealed what I revealed. And also go in depth about my feelings towards New Day, if you will. Because I know that some of you listen and some of you don't. Some of you listen just to make fun of, and I've got 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1, dig it. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of something I would be. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cult of personality. All right, so yesterday, just briefly, just going to explain this. I found it appropriate to basically broadcast what's going on with me just for a little bit, let you in on a little personal stuff with moi. Some may have said that's unprofessional of me, but you know what? I want people to know what's going on rather than fake it and be someone who I don't want to be, and that's F-A-K-E. Fucking fake. For those of you who like to hold in your emotions, that's on you. I am one person who likes to explain to the world why and how I'm feeling. Why? I can't explain to you why my dad got diagnosed with cancer, and I sure as hell cannot explain to you why I got so emotional yesterday. How? Again, you know, I was told on Monday, and I felt helpless. And, you know, trying to process this shit through my head as best I can. And I, you know, I slept on it pretty good on Tuesday. It was actually the first peaceful sleep that I've ever had in quite some time. Anyway, so I guess we're going to get this party started. Why am I not a fan of New Day? New Day is very comedic. They're very awesome in that regard. They sell a lot of merchandise. They make fans happy. They grant wishes, make a wish, all that good jazz. All that aside, I can't take them seriously. I cannot take them seriously. They defeated, or they had a feud with the Bullet Club. I don't understand how a tag team that has won a tag team championship or tag team championships 9 times in Japan comes to WWE and jobs to the New Day. Can you explain that to me? Can you explain that to me? As a broadcast journalist, I know partially why the New Day was set as the tag team champions. Because look at everybody in the crowd. They pop with them. They jive with them. They sway their hips like New Day rocks. New Day rocks. I mean, am I upset? Am I jealous? Am I envious of these three? No, because Kofi Kingston works hard. Big E is the muscle of the group, and Xavier Woods, well, kind of the dark horse. I'm not necessarily upset with them. I'm just wondering, you know, if I can take them seriously, like I took them seriously after Hell in a Cell, like there's part of me that's, it goes back and forth with them because my fandom, I don't mind the Usos because they're rough and tough. I don't mind the Bludgeon Brothers. I don't mind the Ascension, although it's going to take, you know, it's unfortunate how their character development came about. But when I'm referring to the New Day, I think to myself, okay, so they're throwing pancakes out into the crowd. Okay, cool. Is it their entrance theme that bothers me? No. Is it their wrestling skill? No, it's just the fact that if you look at the tail of their tape, man, they headline WrestleMania. Great. Okay, so they headline WrestleMania. Nice. They headline WrestleMania makes me think, I really honestly don't understand. I'm not understanding how these guys are better than a group of guys who work their ass off in Japan. Not just Japan, but worldwide, man. The Bullet Club, Gallows and Anderson. They are doing a fraction of what they can do in the ring as a tag team. And you're telling me that the New Day is a superior tag team. It wasn't until Hell in a Cell versus the Usos that I could take those two seriously. Because, I mean, the Usos are cut from the cloth of Asuka's Roman Reigns' father, I know. But they are cut from the cloth of wrestling royalty. The Wild Samoans. obviously Rikishi had many more gimmicks, but the Usos, kind of hit and miss with them too. I don't like their one day ish thing. Ew, gross, not a fan. Again, like I said, I don't have to like them to be a fan. I like the fact that they showed their true colors at Hell in a Cell in Detroit last year in Little Caesars Arena. The new Detroit Arena. New Day. Yes, they're funny. They've made wavelengths with fans and this, that, the other, but I'm just going to come out and say it. Xavier Woods, you know, he's known as the hype man. You've got Kofi Kingston, who can also be great on the microphone, but what it boils down to is I really don't see it. And it just turns me off from the tag team picture in WWE, because you've got your dominant alpha tag teams. You've got the Bar on one side. You've got the Bludgeon Brothers on the other. Why are the Bludgeon Brothers not tag team champions? It doesn't make any sense for them to be held back, but I guess you want to keep feeding them nobodies, that's okay. And the New Day, they're the golden children of WWE as far as tag team goes. Why? Because they put asses in seats and they know how to pop the fans. Good or bad, I mean, the fans will still cheer them. That's why I tell you, it's very confusing to start listing out reasons as to why the New Day could be heel or babyface. No, the fuck they cannot. Because New York and whomever, they will cheer the New Day. I like these guys. I can't boo them. See what generation of wrestling fans are doing now? Because of New Day, it's Rusev rocks. Rusev rocks. And beforehand, the chance, man, they don't bother me. They just make me question, okay, so all I have to do to be a tag team is put on something really flashy, have the look, and sell merch. Or not only do that, but sacrifice day in, day out, time away from family. Yeah, got it. See, I don't have an issue with New Day as the entertainers. What I do have an issue with is the guys that they have beaten week in and week out. They held the tag team championships when there were tag teams that could easily have beaten them. Fans were kind of getting sick of them for a little bit until they stopped and then refreshed and stopped and refreshed, stopped and refreshed. I mean, unicorns and pancakes being thrown out in the crowd, is that such a bad thing? No, I don't think so. Like I said, it's the opponents that they have beaten. I do not for one second believe that they could actually beat the Bullet Club, and I'll keep using this as a reference, or for that matter, the Young Bucks, if they were to ever come in WWE, I think they can knock the rocks off the New Day. Just saying. I know that people are going to tell me they're not ever coming to WWE. Never, ever say never, because look, Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy, who would have ever thought they would return to a WWE ring after all the turmoil that they underwent after leaving the E? But what I'm saying is the tag team division has not expanded past the Usos or the New Day. Those two are the leaders in the locker room, I guess, when it comes to SmackDown Live, right? And obviously a lot of men have respect for one another after that Hell in a Cell match in Detroit. But that's not the only match I can reference. You see, there are plenty of matches where the Bullet Club was, you know, they right when they got there out the gate, they were in the tag team title picture, but unfortunately in zone Cass. Feel bad for Colin, man. I really do. I feel really bad for Cass. Simply put, man, just like the New Day, Enzo was kind of like a distraction, if you will, to Big Cass's career. Just like New Day is kind of what the glass ceiling is for the tag team division. No one ever said there was a limit, but from a fan's perspective, there's plenty of tag teams out there that can actually knock New Day off their perch, and we know this. And the New Day knows this, and I'm pretty sure they don't have an issue with it. I met Big E in Brooklyn, very nice gentleman, signed my program. I was a nervous wreck, I'll admit, because I didn't throw up. All I did was, hey, Miss Biggie, can you sign right here? Sure, man. And can I take a picture? I don't have an issue with them as people. I have an issue with who, you know, when they wrestle, you're automatically thinking as a fan, well, if they face Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, you know that Owens and Zayn has more skill, period, put together than Kofi Kingston and Big E. Well, yeah, that's literally true. Big E looks like a brick house. He's short, but he looks like a fucking brick house. I'm not, you know, it's like I said, it's negative. It's not negative criticism. It's kind of just pointing things out. Like, you really going to book some people in the company? You know what the best way to help your company along? Not going to do that shit. But you know the best way to help fans understand why you do things the way you do? Give us some room to roam, mind or mentally wise, because looking at New Day as tag team competitors, you don't have a very broad tag team division on Monday Night Raw. You have the Revival, the Bullet Club, then you have the Bar, then you have Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy, Bray Wyatt, and whomever. Then you have the Bludgeon Brothers on SmackDown Live. So maybe New Day, I mean, maybe all it takes is another match for me to be convinced, because I'm not really solely on the bandwagon of New Day fans. I really like their merch, but here's the thing. It's weird. It's a weird combo. I like their merch. I like them as people, but the believability factor from a fan's perspective, I don't want to say purist, I've said it before, but I don't want to say it in this instance, to make them believable, what would be the steps for them to do so? I don't know. It's not automatically putting their opponents over, though. It's giving them a feud, a rivalry like you do with the Usos, or you have with the Usos right now. So that's a good start. The Usos going over, that doesn't necessarily have to be the case. All I'm saying is the New Day may be everybody else's cup of tea, maybe not. Some fans are like, I like them. I like their craft. I like what they're doing. I think that they give the tag team division life. Really, people? Because the Bludgeon Brothers do the same thing, but they're just rough and tough. They don't say a word. They come out with sledgehammers, and they beat up nobodies. That's not really giving the Bludgeon Brothers any fucking credit. Are you building them to be an absolute dominant tag team? Because look, the Usos and the New Day both gave the Bludgeon Brothers the look like, holy shit, bro, we're going to get our asses handed to us. The intimidating heel, there is not any intimidating heel. Okay, the Authors of Pain, once upon a time, were brought in to sort of replicate a combination of the Ascension and LOD. The Ascension was better in NXT is what most of you will tell me. They were much better in the Indies is what some of you will tell me. Much like I believe the believability of the Young Bucks versus the New Day, or the Bullet Club and Ring of Honor versus the New Day, let me tell you something. It's just too sweet to be a part of that bandwagon because, hey, man. Oh, and another thing. For those of you who are not aware of what too sweet, and then the whoop-whoop, that's for Scroll. And for you morons, go whoop-whoop, because you hear it in NXT. Okay, got to clarify that. If you know who it's for, please address the two sweets properly, my friends. I had to get that off my chest. Anyways, back to New Day. From the time that they were a faction, and they tried roasting people, but that didn't work. They tried every which way to insult everyone's city, you know, and that didn't quite work because you got to understand something. The New Day is nothing and will never, ever be anywhere close to John Cena or Roman Reigns' annoyance level with me. Well, annoyance not so much with Roman Reigns, but you get what I'm saying. To each their own. Fans will love to just jump on any bandwagon they fucking see fit now because pro wrestling fans now, some of them, not all of you, some of us, we just find fan base that we like and we just jump on it, man. Like, I'll get in trouble for saying I like Ambrose because everyone else fucking flocks to Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns because they have nowhere else to turn to. They have no one else to turn to, which is a crock of shit. Let me just inform you all of something. The New Day is a fan draw, which you already know. They are the ones that have earned the right to challenge the Usos for the tag team gold. Although, where's the Bludgeon Brothers in all this equation? I guess they're saving them for WrestleMania like a virgin on a very hot, warm Italian winter night. It didn't make sense for me to say hot, warm Italian. Okay, cold, warm. Lukewarm. See, I'm being random because of my irritation with some of this. It is their decision? No. It's the people in charge in the back's decision to book them the way they book, okay? My beef is, my number one concern is, if you're going to keep this up, then the crowd is going to get stale again with the New Day eventually. But I don't see that happening because everyone, they find new ways to go off tangent and off script, and I like that about them. I like the fact that their promos are real. I like the fact that they can prove every once in a while that they're not just a joke. They're not just the ha-ha of the locker room. Because there are guys that are in that gimmick stage already, and that's Tyler Breeze and Fandango. They had to find something for those two, and it is pure fucking gold. Is it bad? Is it bad that New Day is creating attention or giving attention to themselves? No, because you want that as a promoter. You want them to be given the attention. You want them to sell merchandise. However, it is a concern when you book them. If I were the booker, you keep hearing that. Well, if you're not a booker and you're not, and your name is not Triple H, Vince McMahon, Stephanie, Jamie Noble, Joey Mercury, if your name is not any of those on the list that decides to book them, or Michael P.S. Hayes that sees it through, okay, then understand this. For those of you, if I were to book New Day, I would book them this way. You have to, that's a nice discussion point. And I'm just giving you my perspective, my friend, on the whole issue that I see fit. The New Day is a trio, not similar to the Shield, not similar to the NWO. They do really well as a group. At Survivor Series, it was pretty interesting to see them versus the Shield. I'm kind of torn. Not really. I like the Shield. That was an easy choice. That one at Survivor Series in Houston was a fucking easy choice. So, yeah. Just going to handle things accordingly so that things accordingly to say, because I'm not mad. I'm not, you know, downing the situation, but what I am saying to you is the New Day as a whole, as a group, make anybody think, gee, what else is on sometimes? And sometimes, like I said, when they're on the microphone and they're speaking to the crowd and they're reaching the audience, cool beans, man. When they're wrestling against the magnitude of a Matt and Jeff Hardy, or when they're wrestling against the magnitude of Finn Balor and Karl Anderson, or they're wrestling against anybody that really could outshine them in the ring, I'm still not understanding how they managed to go over in some instant, in some matches, in some scenarios that are set up against the New Day. I'm wondering to myself, well, how in the hell does this work? I'm really not understanding some of their booking or their bookings. Like, okay, for example, let's book them for 4 months in a row with the Usos. Makes sense. Thank God. They got on a show that does not over shove them or does not out. They don't get shoved in our face as much as they did on Monday Night Raw. Some of you say, I like them. I don't see what your problem is with them. I don't have problems with them as far as mic skills, as far as wrestling skills go. Mike, my main concern, and I've repeated this like a broken fucking record, is when they get booked, sometimes my eye twitches when I see the New Day go over a team like a Gallows and Anderson, or if they were, for example, to go over the Young Bucks. To have the honor and privilege of working and serving the business, so I guess that means lying on your back and going, you know, just taking the pinfall. Maybe I'm misunderstanding some concepts. But what I want you to know is certain things in my mind are going to be different from certain things in other people's minds in regards to New Day. And, well, they entertain the crowd. Isn't that their job? Yes, it's their job. For those that person who just asked that question, man, that's the obvious thing. Kylan? Ooh, that's a cool name. Where are you from? I figured, Raider Nation, from Kylan from Oakland, California, say you like the New Day because you little boy got an autograph from Big E. Like I said, man, I have no problem with them personally. Big E is an extremely nice person. I'm just going to tell you right now, I've got 7 minutes left, so if you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can voice them at 213-943-3422, or you can message me on Instagram, wrestle_radio, or you can message me, btrain05000, at Instagram. I'm happy with the fact that SmackDown Live runs a pretty decent tag team division. So Heath Slater and Rhino, good choices, but not your I can get behind them type thing. I mean, let's see. Rhino, I don't know what's going on, man. Looks like he's gained a shit ton of weight, and I don't know what's going on. Maybe he's always looked like that. Rhino used to look so intimidating, though. He still is. He still does look intimidating, my friend. Are you serious? Here, a child coming out of a mother. Well, the child's already crying, but one look at Rhino, when his or her eyes open, I'm telling you. The point is, the tag team division is completely 100% fine. It doesn't need somebody's approval for it. Trust me. What I'm saying to all of you is, the New Day as a believable tag team, that's hit and miss, because finally somebody's working on developing that. Hopefully they are a believable tag team because they are wrestling currently in WWE. No, they are a believable tag team because they've done some amazing things, and they've done some funny things. They said some funny things as well. I'm not getting on the bandwagon, so sue me. I like their merchandise. Isn't that awkward? I like their merchandise, but I have a hard time believing them sometimes as workers because of who they've gone over in the past and who they've gone over currently. Of course, it's only March in 2018, so we've got a long way to go. We've got Fastlane to see if New Day can really pull out all the stops and win the tag team gold. Now, granted, I got a friend. She really likes New Day. Do I hold that against her? No. I feel on a personal level, from a fan's perspective, let me rephrase that. I feel from a fan's perspective, the New Day is kind of like Monday Night Raw. They're very hit and miss. There are times when there's very few times that they're not on point on the microphone. I will repeat this again. There are very few times that they are not on when they're on the microphone. There are some cities that don't like them. Yeah, right. Corey Graves and myself probably agree. You know, there's other tag teams that can easily put the New Day in their place. They're in Ring of Honor, unfortunately. There are also some tag teams in NXT that could easily bolt the New Day and give some life, like a bolt of lightning being shocked into them. The New Day versus Sanity. Imagine that. Nikki Cross would be a huge factor against Xavier Woods. I mean, probably put on a better show if she had her on SmackDown Live in that regard. I'm sorry. Sometimes I get carried away because tonight on NXT, I wonder if Gargano may or may not return since it's getting closer to NXT TakeOver New Orleans. Kind of up to them, right? Well, folks, I'm going to tell you this. The New Day, they're a very talented group of guys. I don't take anything away from them. But I got to go eat. So enough of me trying to be a philosopher about them, because they're still going to do what they do, which is kick ass and put on a good show for y'all. My name is Brian Rails. I'm going to eat and hopefully not freeze to death. I'm not outside. Thank the Lord. Anyways, if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. And here's my ultimate sentiment. Have a nice day, night, whatevers. I got to eat. Toodles, bitches. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of something I would be. I know your anger, I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of something I would be.